All right there, boys and girls, let's huddle up. Come on, let's go. My name is Sergeant Gregory Buccinelli, but any of you can call me Butch if you want to get your face busted, that is. That's a little joke, what I do to break the ice, you know, and all that. Anyway, your training instructor, i.e. me, will be evaluating whether or not you're fit to wear the blue. For the next 3 hours, I will be your mommy, your daddy, and your worst frickin' Nightmare on Elm Street 5, Freddy's Revenge. Again, a little humor.
A damn fine movie, Butch.
Sally O'Malley enters.
Excuse me. Hi there. I heard you're looking for a tough cop. Heard you're looking for a tough cop.
Yeah, that's right. What are you doing here?
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Sally O'Malley. I'm proud to say that I am 50 years old. I'm not one of those gals who's afraid to tell her real age, and I like to kick, stretch, and kick. I'm 50. 50 years old. 50 years old. Not afraid to hide my age. 50.
All right, Goldie, we hear you, honey. Fall in line with the rest of them. Go ahead. Come here, what's your name?
I'm John Hellman, sir.
John Hellman gets punched.
Rule number one, always be prepared. All right, go clean yourself up. Okay, first off, today I would like to demonstrate a highly effective judo move that once got me out of a jam in Koreatown. It goes a little something like this.
He demonstrates a move with two punches followed by a kick.
Hiya! Yeah, sugar! All right, now you guys do it. Go ahead.
So the class demonstrates and Sally kicks furiously.
Sugar, I'm 50. 50 years old. 50 years old. Hats off to me. 50 years old.
All right, yeah, we heard you, Angie Dickinson. Let me ask you a question, O'Malley. Officer O'Malley, you like the sound of that?
Truth be told, I prefer Chief O'Malley.
Yeah, well, I prefer to be called the White Bill D. Williams. Again, that's humor. That's just jokes is what it is. It's humor. I'll tell you this, O'Malley. You got a lot of energy and you got a lot of spice.
Well, thank you. That's because I took my vitamins this morning, and when I took on my red pants, I like to dance. Put on my red pants, I like to dance. Hey, taxi.
She
looking
whistles.
For a ride.
That's another reason not to pick up hitchhikers. Okay, O'Malley, let's see what you got. Blonsky, get over here. O'Malley, Blonsky. Blonsky, O'Malley. Now, Blonsky here is an assailant who is going to try to choke you and take your purse. Now, try dancing your way out of this one, Big Red, will ya? Go ahead, Blonsky, take her down.
O'Malley elbows Blonsky, then hits him in the face, and then knees him.
Oh, God.
Book, I'm Deno. I'm 5'0". 50 years
old. She balances herself on one leg with her arms extended to each side.
50 years old. 50 years old. 50 years old.
All right, get up, Blonsky. Come here.
He punches him.
You got beat up by an old lady. We can't have that. Hit the road. You got guts, O'Malley. I gotta tell you, we don't make cops out of fossils. Sorry, maybe you should go home and bake some cookies with the rest of the old ladies.
How about I bake you up a nice knuckle sandwich?
Oh, you're scaring me here. Whoa!
I'll tell you something, officer. I got more juice in this tomato than all of those fruits put together.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, that's so.
Well, let's see how you do against some of Chicago's finest. Everybody out! Let's go! It's time for the real men, boys! Come on in. Take her down.
Gee, I don't know. Maybe I'm a little old.
Yeah, maybe you are a little old.
She immediately beats up all three cops.
And just in case you forgot, I like to kick, stretch, and kick. I'm 50. 50. 50 years old.
And we end on the front cover of a newspaper with a picture of Sally that reads, Officer Sally O'Malley, still kicking ass at 50.
Okay.
It's so bad.
All right.
I apologize for all
of that. Oh, man. ladies.
And now it's out of the system.
Ladies and gentlemen, especially if you're 50, if you're 50-year-old lady,
50.
You know what time it is. It's Saturday, and that means it is once again. Hold on. Let me check my calendar. It's Friday. That means it's horse time here on Podzilla 1985. Now, if you're new to the series, what horse time is an abortion of entertainment. It is.
That's accurate.
It is. It's what God. It's what God calls
up. The website again.
Our podcast is going to be illegal soon.
Tanner just completely yeeted himself at that.
He had to go.
Oh, I'd rather not say my name, but with me tonight, we've got Double H.
No. I prefer to be called the White Bill D. Williams. That's just a little humor for you. A little humor there.
Big Red herself, Casper.
50.
And the Big D. Dalton Anthony.
Oh, God.
Welcome back.
Dalton had the most appropriate line for the whole thing. Oh, God.
Welcome back, Dalton. I actually don't know how many shows you've been back at this point, but welcome back anyway.
Well, I was going to take a small break, and then CM Punk came back to wrestling.
He did.
So I had to do like two or three shows because I had to be on those. And then this week was the week that I was like, oh, I'll come back. I didn't realize that it was a Nerd Up week. I thought it was I Want to Believe. And then I logged on Monday and saw everybody on a show. And I was like, oh, they don't need me. They're good. They got this covered.
It was sort of a Nerd Up. We really don't know what it was. Cause I didn't have anything prepared for I Want to Believe. Like, I'm pretty busy a lot of the time, so I didn't have time to research anything. I got home and Jesse was like, you know, oh, hey, we haven't done a Nerd Up in a while, but that's all he said. And I was like, yeah. And then at the same time, Hunter and I were talking, and it was like, you know, we're still doing a show. I'm like, yeah, let me jump on. So I get on, and Jesse and Ace are just waiting for me, along with Tanner, who's just sitting quietly because he doesn't belong. And we...
Was he on a haystack this time?
Was he what?
Was he on a haystack this time?
No, he was at home, surprisingly.
He was at home, weirdly.
For once.
Yeah.
Huh.
And that's weird, because that's where his wife lives. And I don't...
You said it!
That's just a little humor, ladies and gentlemen. That's just a joke.
Is it?
That's
just he likes to break the ice.
I just like to break the ice a little bit.
Just headbutt it.
Look,
just headbutt the ice.
Tanner's got an advantage on me. He's already got a wife and a kid. So, I mean, what the hell? I'm wasting time. Let me pop this cork.
Mm. Pop
that
cork.
One's corked. There's not a twist on that. There's a cork in it. You're going to have to use an uncorker if you're going to get it open.
It
looked like he was about to start twisting on it, too, though.
Check this shit out. Walmart sells these bottles of wine that have these wooden-like pieces in them.
Wooden-like.
They're not quite.
You know what we should have done?
Wooden-like.
We should have done the cork soakers sketch in honor of the cork.
Damn it.
What were we thinking?
They don't even keep that wine behind the glass.
Who is it? What is it? Jimmy Fallon, and is it Horatio Sanz?
Horatio, of course.
Yes.
Cork soda.
And
it was Fred Armisen.
No, it's Horatio Sanz and Janet Jackson.
Oh, okay.
Because she keeps asking about cork soaking, but she can't keep a straight face.
He's soaking the cork.
Because you
we talked about the.
You know what that sounds like, Kaz? You know what that sounds like, Kaz?
Well, it has a different meaning.
Cork soaking. Cork soaking. Say it fast. Michaela, go to your mom and say, I'm studying cork soaking.
No.
No. No. Don't do that.
No.
I mentioned Fred Armisen. You know, yesterday we were talking about the Mario movie. One thing we didn't talk about, because I only saw like the main was like five or six castings. Fred Armisen is also in the Mario movie. He's Cranky Kong. Cranky Kong is in the Mario movie. So
doing this. Why are they doing this?
I'm really curious about this film at this point. I really want to see it. That is an all-star
cast. The internet
is
big mad about
Mario.
Chris Pratt. Like, real mad about Chris Pratt being
why?
Why?
But why?
Because Chris Pratt has been real problematic in the past couple of years. He's very religious, and that has upset a lot of people in the way that he has expressed himself about some things. Not to mention, Charles Martinet is in the movie, and they're like, great, so he's going to be Mario, right? Nope. He's going to be other random things. Cool. Yeah. He's only been Mario for how many years?
All right. So I mean this, and I mean this with the utmost respect, because I know he's iconic as Mario. I have always hated him as Mario. Always. I have never liked him as Mario. And it's not that he doesn't do a good job with the voice. He does. It's just, I, as Hunter, I'm sure you, and Kaz, probably, and maybe Dalton, grew up with Captain Lou Albano as the voice of Mario. To me, that's how Mario sounded. It was that deeper, gruff Brooklyn accent. And instead, you got this motherfucker jumping around going, oh, that's not my Mario. I've always hated his voice as Mario. So I will take Chris Pratt over this guy.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I liked Andy. No.
from Parks and Rec, but no.
Right.
This is going to be weird.
It should have been Danny DeVito. It should have been Danny DeVito and Charlie Day as Mario and Luigi.
I would agree with that.
Now that's a cast.
But
I actually, at this point, if we're gonna go ahead with what I was talking about earlier today, so we got Charlie Day as Luigi for sure. Why not give Mario to Rob McElhenney, and then Wario and Waluigi are then definitely Danny DeVito and why can't I think of Dennis's name?
Glenn Howerton.
Glenn Howerton. Thank you. And then you may as well just go ahead and cast the other one as Peach, and I can't think of her
name.
Caitlin Olsen. Caitlin Olsen.
I kept thinking it's an Olsen, but like all I could think of was
just make it
the good Olsen though.
It's an entire
just make it. It's Always Sunny.
It's an Always Sunny movie. Cats.
That's the one.
Toad can be played by the guy who plays cricket.
Why not? Oh shit! Did I get you, Toad?
I just want to know why this
must
is even
had an edge.
I'm
the
super
excited. Then becomes Daisy, right? Because you know Charlie is Luigi.
Oh, the waitress is Daisy. Yeah. And Bowser could be Artemis or Wart or one of them. I don't know.
I'm super upset.
Megan Snail. She's mashing it.
Super Smash Brothers.
What if Bowser was Idris Elba?
No, he's already Knuckles. He can't be.
Oh, he's already Knuckles.
He can't
that's
be.
Right.
He's too busy. Yeah. He's got other things going on.
That's what you call a bad choice.
It's now canon that both Toad and Knuckles can say the word.
The N word.
You know this, right?
The N word.
Toad is Keegan Michael Key. So.
How do you not get Jordan Peele to direct it? Have Jordan Peele direct Mario.
He did.
With Keegan Michael Key.
Actually.
Oh, don't.
Wait, who's
don't
directing
tease
it?
Me like that.
Who's directing it?
Pixar.
Pixar's directing it? Oh,
no, it's
I got all the hopes.
It's made by Illumination, the guys who made the Minions movies. So,
quality.
I got my good buddy JR in the chat right now. JR, I'm curious, what do you think about the announcement of the Mario movie yesterday? Chris Pratt is playing Mario, Charlie Day is Luigi. Seth Rogen is Donkey Kong. I'm wondering about this movie. Like, what is the plot of this film going to be? I'm dead serious. What is the plot?
That's another thing because that means now that in canon, Donkey Kong laughs like this.
That's Bowser.
Like that's
Bowser's
that's
laugh.
That's his canon. Yeah, he should have been Bowser.
And Jack Black should have been nobody. He should have been unemployed.
That's unfair. Jack Black is very funny.
But not as Bowser. Like, I don't see him as a Bowser. Like, I don't see most of these guys as who they're playing anyway, but I definitely don't see Jack Black as a Bowser.
Yeah. It's going to be a weird film.
I can't wait.
To ignore it.
I can't wait. I'm wondering.
Oh, no, he's going to go see it.
I'm wondering what a female thinks about the casting of Princess Peach. So I'm gonna ask Jesse.
You're gonna subtitle this edition of the show. Just burn it all, right?
Torch it
to the ground.
Just fucking torch it. Remember the glory days of Podzilla where we just burned each other so bad that we would quit constantly? Dalton quit at least once, but it wasn't due to that, to be fair. It wasn't due to that. It was Tanner. Tanner quit every other week because we were burning them so bad.
We made Cody rage quit like one of the first Fridays we ever did.
Yeah, it was
right at the beginning of quarantine. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't all of us. That was one box out of the four. But
this show... This show's
was it this show?
Oh yeah, it was a horse. It was I think it was called the PZ85 Legendary Chat of Podcast Happiness. Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Happiness.
We this show's really gotten tame in the past couple of months. I think we need to take it back to the old days. So I'm gonna start using racial slurs constantly.
No,
but hear me out.
Why is that your go-to?
Hear me out. I'm only gonna use racial slurs against white people.
Oh, that's fine.
There aren't any.
Doesn't matter.
No, they exist. They just don't matter.
No, they don't. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, if they don't matter, then they don't exist.
Yeah. Like, what are you going to be like? Hur, 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 what's up, cracker.
that's not even close.
It doesn't.
One
do
of my
anything.
Favorite bits is like you know which one is worse, saying that or saying the N word. And it's like, well, if you can't say the actual other word, that means it's the worst word immediately.
Worst one. Yes. Yes.
Oh, I had such a big argument with Asa over that exact saying, because he said that once, and like I had an explanation for it, but at the same time, there is no world, there is no reality where cracker is on the same level as the N-word. There is
no reality.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
So,
dude, if somebody calls me a cracker, I'm not even remotely offended.
I laugh. Like,
I'm going to be confused.
That's pretty much I've ever heard.
The worst thing, the worst thing I've ever been called, the most racist thing I've ever been called was white bitch. And it was a couple little kids at the Pulaski Fair when I was a teenager. And I was walking past him, and he was like, "Get out of the way, you white bitch." And I remember just thinking, because this kid was like 9. And I remember thinking to myself, well, I can't fight him, so I guess I'm just a white bitch.
And you got your ass out of the way.
You gotta stop hitting me with new things to name you in the group chat, dude. I just named you the fastest spud in the West.
And those 9-year-olds kicked the shit out of me.
I feel like somebody called me white bitch while I wrestled at that fair. Also, the balls on y'all to call that a fair.
Hey, we don't call it a fair. Kaz and I don't claim it. Tanner is the one that's
Oh, man.
It's
I think Tanner's on the board.
Listen to East Perry over here talking about what is and is not a fair. Get the fuck out of here.
East Perry. I don't count East Perry. We have 2 fairs in my hometown. It's Seminary and Mayfair. Mayfest.
Making 2 days off for school for this shit. You're telling me they don't count it as a fair?
When East Perry has an event, it's only an event when there's meth involved.
Well, no,
well,
like
shit, that means like every third day is
it's a fair.
It's a fair. Mean every day? If meth's involved, every day that isn't a Y is a.
You know good and well they can't afford it every single day, Dalton. Don't get ridiculous now. Come on.
Well, no, they can't afford it because they cook it local.
It's local grown. It's local grown.
It's
organic meth.
Small batch.
They're just sitting there staring at the camera in the commercial saying things like, "We only grow local around here." Just a scratching.
Oh, God.
What they lack in taste, they make up for in on the ground.
and by they, he means the people that do the meth. Because they're on the ground.
This week.
Yeah.
All day.
People in charge of making the meth this week.
Is Walter White a guest at that fair? They couldn't afford Walter White. It's like MGK. No. It's MGK or nothing.
I mean... To be fair, they're all definitely white. I just don't know about anybody named Walter.
Yes. It's like a drug induced.
That one got him.
Don't make me spit out this wine. It was like $10.
Oh.
The $2 extra went to the cork.
Double digits.
Yes, it did.
To the cork. Yes.
$2 cork.
When
that much wine went too. It's all soaked into that cork.
When I'm done,
chew on that shit.
When I'm done with this bottle, I'm putting this cork on a necklace and wearing it.
No, that's not how you use corks. Since you're not familiar with corks, you're supposed to chew on it. That's how you get the flavor.
Oh, no, I'm going to wait. It's like Cinderella. I'm going to meet the right girl and shove this up her ass, and I'll know it's her.
What if it doesn't fit?
Well, it's a cork. It's flexible.
Then he must
quit. You just shove it.
Every single show, you stray further from God's light.
Yes, far away.
Oh.
Far away.
Oh. I had a girlfriend in college. Her name was Vina. Kaz, you remember Vina ish. We had talked about marriage, you know, briefly, and she said that he was a little after me, and I don't remember if he ever got to actually meet Vina or not, because Kaz came in a little
bit
after
him.
Yeah. It's you.
Oh, I did.
Oh, wait.
I did.
Well, she said she always told me when we talked about marriage that she wouldn't marry me until I learned how to braid hair. Until I could braid her hair. That was college Shannon. Organic Remedies Shannon says, "I can't marry you until I shove a cork up your ass." And it fits.
A lot of growth in 20 years.
And it fits.
Yeah, you've inspired yourself, apparently.
This silence is deserved. We've earned this.
I don't want to play this game.
It's all yours.
I no longer want to play this game.
You started it.
What game?
You better end what you began.
Oh, wait. I've got another update from Aaron Powell.
I want to know if this girl knows the itchy and scratchy question.
She did.
Just getting like live Snapchats here on air.
The weird part about that girl is again. I told her like, you know, hey, we can have a conversation. That's fine. I spilled everything out to her. So we started talking. Turns out she used to date one of my regulars at GameStop. So she knew me from then, and she's like, oh yeah, I used to buy games from you all the time. I'm like, well, that's weird. Everyone recognizes me from GameStop, you know, 12 years after I left the store, and it's amazing how many people still remember me from there. And she was like, yeah, you always looked really grumpy back then. I'm like, I still look really grumpy.
Still grumpy today.
Yeah, that's not changed.
It's like, oh, I remember that frown.
I'm only smiling when I'm drinking wine or we're talking about meth. One or the other.
Why we got to bring my hometown back into it?
You're the one who brought it up first.
No, I was making fun of the Pulaski County Fair. That's what I was doing.
Comparing it to the East Prairie Fair.
No, that's what that box did.
Prairie, not prairie.
It's a pantoum.
We went to St. Louis today.
It's a pantoum.
It's something we did.
Oh, yeah.
We found a Spirit Halloween, for the record. I know Lindsay said you guys didn't find one the last time you were there.
We didn't.
Generally, we don't go. You didn't look?
Yeah, Hunter, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't look. She did.
I know she mentioned there's usually one in what used to be a Toys R Us building up there, and apparently there's not. Yeah. We needed to go to, Sarah needed to hit up a Mac store, so that was, you know, guaranteed. We needed a Macy's, and then we were getting rid of her old Apple Watch because she got a new one, so we needed an Apple store. So we were just going to go to the West County Mall, which is normally where we go, but come to find out, the Galleria had a Spirit Halloween, and we were like, Galleria, I don't know, I don't really like going to the Galleria, but we'll go check it out.
Right.
They cleaned that place up hard. I don't know when the last time was that you were in the Galleria.
Wait, is the Galleria, the one that only had like two stores left open?
Mm-mm. No, Galleria's got quite a few, actually.
Okay, that's not
I would wager it may have more than the West County one at this point. The South County Mall is in bad shape.
No, South County's fine. South County's fine, because we went there the last time we went. This was 2 years ago. It was myself and my ex-girlfriend. We went to one of the malls, and it was so bad that there was literally a V-Stock, it was a V-Stock, and that was it. There was maybe one other store. We were walking empty halls.
Oh, that was the South County Mall.
That was South County.
That is not South. I go to South County I go to South County every time I go. It's not South County, I promise. I swear to you, it's not.
Sounds like all malls.
It's not South County.
All malls are shit.
It was.
No. You're right.
It was deeper in St. Louis.
I know which one it is.
Yeah.
It's deeper in St. Louis, yeah, because that V-Stock has like a weird ass. It's a two level.
Yes.
And it has like a weird stairwell where like you go up, go around, and like that's where they have all their action figures. I can't tell you which mall it is, but you are absolutely right. The South County does suck, but it does not suck as bad as that one.
Right.
I got a question. It's pretty obvious here that like the rest of that mall is failing miserably. What is V-Stock doing to be the only survivor?
Killed Hastings, yeah.
Anchor, and they're the only. It's an old Hastings, basically. Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay.
That's it. But the Hastings. So the last time we were there was kind of a mess. But the Galleria has like a thing in place now where they have like parental guidance hours. So they had these signs up today that like, apparently they just put them up at these times. So today was one of those days. Anytime after, I think they said after 2 p.m., no one under the age of 16 is allowed in there unaccompanied by an adult.
Good.
Because basically they were having a lot of problems with, vandalism and that kind of shit. It was awesome.
Good.
It was super nice. It was way cleaner, and they have quite a few. They had more stores open there than they did the last time we were there. But as we were walking around, we got our two little errands done, and then we were both like, well, where the hell is this Spirit Halloween? Because there was no advertisements for it, nothing. We're getting ready to leave. Like, well, we'll just find one somewhere else, I guess. And I kept saying, well, I think the only place we didn't go was, like, right on the other side of this entryway where we came in. And Sarah goes, oh, you'd think they'd have signs up or something. Go around the corner, and sure enough, there it is, in this little isolated corner. So it is the polar opposite of the one in Cape right now. The one in the Cape Mall is a nightmare. It's super, like, tight. There's stuff all over the place. This one was really clean, really nice. They had a lot of stuff out, a lot of product. Still boring as hell. Just nothing new this year worth looking at. Nothing interesting. We walked around that whole place for the better part of like 15, 20 minutes and went, all right, well, I guess we're going to go now because nothing worth getting here. I don't know, man. It feels like last year, I don't even know if it was last year, maybe the year before, they had a lot more, just more stuff and cooler stuff. And now it's just kind of...
I'll be honest with you. Like I stopped caring about Spirit Halloween a long time ago. Like I don't know why Tanner gets so. I don't understand why people get so excited about it. They treat it like it's the McRib coming back to McDonald's. The only good thing I had with Spirit Halloween in the past couple years is when I was dating Maria. She was terrified of animatronics, literally. Like, she was actually afraid of animatronics. So we would go into Spirit Halloween, and I would slowly push her toward all the animatronics because I found that very funny, and she would shut down. And I would have to carry her out of the building because she was so terrified. That was a good time. But, like, the costumes themselves are just kind of whatever.
I mean, like, two or three, I guess it was 3 years ago at this point, when we first got all the Ghostbusters costumes together, it was nice because they were just starting to get that stuff, the goggles and the proton packs. And the one that we went to then had a huge, like, wall, a whole section of stuff. This year, there's a new Ghostbusters movie coming out. If you go to Target, they have tons of, like, inflatable stuff and display stuff and costume stuff. They had an end cap. First of all, they didn't have any of the new redesigned deluxe packs. Nothing. They had an end cap that had a couple of kids' costumes on it. The same jacket that you and I both have that they've been selling for 3 or 4 years now. The brown jacket. That's it. They didn't have any traps. They didn't have the goggles. I mean, granted, I've got all that stuff, but they're redesigning a lot of it. And I'm like, well, if it's nicer than it was before, I might invest in it.
Yeah, because don't they have a new proton pack?
That place was... Yeah, it's the deluxe version has basically the difference is they added some detailing on the back that looks more like the movie pack, so like it has extra ribbons, they colored the lenses that are on the cyclotron, and then the big thing is they added the green straps instead of the black backpack straps with the Alice like belt around the bottom, the little Alice harness thing.
So
which is nice. But
there's a store that I know that I don't work at that sells marijuana. And one of the things that they had talked about was for Halloween, let's dress up as our favorite strain, which is a fine idea if you know what the fuck you're talking about. And as I clearly pointed out to the person that works there, that isn't me. I was like, well, you don't know anything about marijuana, but they do have one called Ecto Cooler. So I immediately, well, I didn't, they did. I immediately said, that's the one I'm going to dress up as. They did. And I'm going to wear my Ghostbusters outfit for that. Or they are going to wear their Ghostbusters outfit for that. So.
Yeah. Just falling apart rapidly.
It's like choosing your favorite kangaroo species to dress up as.
Don't they just come in one? Isn't it just called kangaroo?
Yeah. Just like one big five-leaf flower. It's just called ganja.
Just like all spiders are brown recluses, according to doctors. I think I got...
Unless they're you and you're killing all of the wolf spiders.
Oh,
I... Or torturing them to death.
Like, that was a big wolf spider, too. That was probably the biggest spider I found in my house so far. And, like, I felt bad about it, because, like...
He ain't big anymore. You took all his legs.
Well, I said...
Brown snowman.
I looked at him. I said, don't worry about your legs. We ain't gonna need them. And then
it's just a relic. Right,
well, now I gotta go change Dalton's name, too, son of a bitch. Brown snowman. All right,
that's what he said.
Boy has been Boo Boo the Fool for so long, but now Brown Snowman.
He
there
finally
we go.
Gets an update.
You finally upgraded to Brown Snowman. Congratulations.
Mom would be proud.
That's that new Adam Sandler movie.
I'll tell her. She will be. No, that's Fart Vacation.
Stop.
I thought that was that golf movie.
Hey, no, no, no.
Stop.
I thought that was Poop Replacement.
Flatulence Holiday.
Get that new bacteria in your gut.
I'm sorry. Did you say Poop Replacement?
He sure did.
I did.
What?
They take out all the old bad stuff and they put new stuff in. It's like an oil change.
It's a supplement. You know, you get it at GNC.
You have to get in a vehicle soon.
So does Tanner.
Bottle. It's only $10. It ain't gonna get you drunk. You'll be all right.
If Tanner hadn't come back, who knows what happened to him?
Look, there's
Tanner
only
actually had a wreck. He didn't disconnect. His phone disconnected him.
13.5% alcohol by volume. That's probably okay.
So you're paying, what is that, 85 cents approved for? Wait.
For just 85 cents approved, you two can sponsor this child.
Diabetes.
When I told Tanner we were gonna start live streaming this show, I didn't think he was gonna grab his tackle box. That's all I'm saying.
Let's get real. Tanner probably grabs the tackle box multiple times a day anyway.
He likes to wiggle his worm in front of his wife.
She doesn't bite.
It's right here, and then Shannon goes, but we need it here.
Casper to quit.
Yeah. We broke him. And then when Tanner inevitably pops in the chat, we all go, okay, oh, guys, cool up. we just get quiet.
By the way, did you guys hear that Grimes and Elon Musk broke up?
No.
Wait, yep. Who?
Grimes? Yep.
Grimes and Elon Musk.
But what about
they gonna do? Wait.
They're supposedly okay, so
what are they gonna do with that kid named
Flacca or whatever the hell
it is.
The woman that mentioned it said supposedly they said that they're like on a break or something like that, but she was like, well, I mean, we all kind of knew that was going to be the case because Elon Musk looks like one of those guys who can't get off unless you literally murder a bag of kittens directly in front of him. But she goes, what I'm really worried about is, what are you going to do now with the kid? You know, the little one, what's his name? Password suggestion. What are you going to do with him? Is he going to spend half of his birthdays on the moon and the other half in whatever egg that she lives in? Like, how are we going to do this?
Poor Grimes. She made one appearance on Saturday Night Live, and she had one line, and somehow ended up being the worst person they've ever had on Saturday Night Live.
She literally, tanked their currency on that one line?
No,
Steven Seagal felt a weight come off his shoulders, like, God, I'm free, finally. After all these years.
Yeah, but
until video came out of him eating that carrot.
I was gonna say the weight came off his shoulders, but it went right to his stomach.
Man, fuck you. You know good and well Steven Seagal came up.
You blanked out.
Nope.
You blanked out.
That was a pro. That
did. We heard Steven Seagal came up.
The internet said nope.
Even they don't respect Steven Seagal.
Yes. Like, hey, nobody defended
why did I say Steven Seagal?
Seagal.
It's my least favorite Mortal Kombat character.
Oh, Seagal? He sucks.
Seagal.
You hate him worse than Cole, huh?
I haven't seen the movie yet.
Have you really?
It's the best one ever. Go watch it. Goro's amazing.
Fuck you. The first one's the best one ever. I'm willing to say this one's second.
No, this one's amazing. Go watch it.
He's right. It is second.
Dalton is still saying... See, Dalton is still saying firsthand when he means first of all. Anyway.
Wait, do you think that this one's better than Annihilation?
Yes.
I'm going to say it probably is.
That's your first hand.
No, this was my first hand. Anyway, I'm willing to say it's better than Annihilation. I've never seen it before. Fuck you, Shannon.
What? I didn't say anything.
You reacted. That's all you had to do.
It's definitely better than Annihilation. Annihilation is it's bad. It's real
it's a bad,
bad
film.
This one was directed by
it had a centaur, man. Come on.
It was directed by James Wan, I think, the new one, who also directed Malignant.
He's a smaller horse.
I heard Malignant was amazing too, Shannon.
Oh my god.
Yeah, he's knocking him out of the park this year.
Yeah, Shannon said Malignant was his favorite movie of 2021.
He tattooed it on his arm.
No, you know what? I'm gonna stop.
Do I need to go pick up Lindsay?
No. No, Louie.
He's got 8 minutes.
Oh, what a party we have planned.
Strike that match and boom, burn them all.
Oh, god damn.
Last episode Ooh. Of the season.
And now
it's just Homer driving the little cart over the bridge and throwing the
Now let me tell you about this Zach Price guy really quick. No.
Wait, no, actually I got boy. I have thoughts.
Just look his name up, you'll find it. Oh.
About the coach?
I wonder what
what
he feels about the Mario movie casting, considering how, you know, how closely associated he was with Mario Maker. Honey, you remember those days, right? All the fun days we had.
What was it? It was like one phrase he would just say over and over and over, like desperately trying not to freak out.
I don't remember.
I don't remember what it was.
I think it was how much for pictures. I think that was his.
God damn it! You beat me. Whenever you said, "What do you think he thinks about the Mario casting?" My response was, "He's probably messaging the actors' wives for pictures, with like a very detailed price sheet."
I have already forgotten who's playing Princess Peach.
It's Bird Lady. Price sheet is what he creates after he gets the pictures. It's a whole sheet.
No, seriously, though, it's going to drive me crazy. Who's playing Princess Peach, Hunter? Because I forget.
I guess I'll go to IMDb.
Anya Taylor-Joy, that's
Anya
right.
Anya Taylor-Joy.
Yes, that's...
Anya, yeah. I always forget her name is pronounced Anya.
Anya. Anya, like the singer.
Anya, that's all. No. Anya.
Taylor-Joy.
Anya.
Hey, if you're wanting to watch a good Halloween film this year, watch
Malignant,
The Witch, starring Anya Taylor-Joy. It was like the first movie I ever saw her, and it's really good.
Isn't that the chess player?
Did you not like it, Hunter?
It was all right.
It was slow. It was slow.
Way too slow. Slow. Man. I like a good slow burn. All right, I really do. But the last time that I really thought a horror movie hit me with that slow burn and it worked. And you're going to have to help me with the name because I'm going to forget. It was the one before Midsommar.
Hereditary.
What was the one with Hereditary, there you go. Hereditary was a great slow burn. I mean, don't get me wrong, The Shining to me will always be the best, like, slow building tension, whatever. But Hereditary was really good. Didn't really care for Midsommar. Didn't really care for The Witch. I feel like they had similar vibes in the, like, let's build and build and build on this, and it just, it was all right.
I really liked The Witch. I think what I really liked about The Witch was the cinematography. Like, it was that old school, Puritan.
Well,
yeah, like, yeah. It was a different feel from other horror films. Hereditary, God, I remember we went to go see that, me and her, and before we had go to see it, everyone was talking about there's one scene in the movie that will absolutely gut you. And, like, I didn't know what it was. I told her about it. We went in there, not expecting it. And then the moment it happened, the entire audience sucked the air right out of them. I've never seen an audience before lose their shit like that. Everyone went quiet. Everyone just stared at the screen. No one laughed like you would expect people at a horror film. It absolutely devastated the entire audience. And I remember turning to her and saying, like, holy shit, I knew it was coming, and it still obliterated me. That's insane. That is good.
We didn't see it in the theater. I wish we had, because, I mean, the most I've had with that kind of experience in the theater was, like, Marvel stuff, especially Endgame, was very much that, like, everybody in the theater's into it. We're all in the same, you know, mentality, and, like, when shit goes down, you freak out. Or, like, you know, okay, the end of Infinity War, when everyone starts dusting away. That was the last time I remember there being, like, a all the air goes out of the room. But Sarah and I were like that even just on, like, on the couch watching Hereditary. When that came about, we both just kind of went, oh...
Dalton, are you going to watch Hereditary?
Just see the... Fuck, no, I'm not.
I'm going to spoil it for him real quick then, because
go ahead.
Unless she told you at some point, I don't know, I'll tell you.
When the fuck does anybody ever talk to me about horror movies?
That's true. Well, maybe she likes to torture you like I did. Kaz, have you seen Hereditary?
Yes.
Okay, so then...
Okay, it's just me.
All right, and Michaela's seen it, so she knows what I'm talking about. If you haven't seen Hereditary, and you plan on watching it, for the love of God... Cut.
Isn't it like 3 years old at this point?
It doesn't matter at this point. I mean, if you've never seen it, just cut the show off now. Cut the show off. We'll see you on Monday for Nerd Up. Anyway, all right, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah.
So there's a part, Dalton, where
it is 3 years old. 2018.
The brother is sneaking out to go to a party, And the parents are like, well, take your little sister with you. Because she's like super awkward and shit. And they want her to get out more.
What's the age of these kids? Give me context.
Probably like 16, 17. 48. And she's like 10. So young sister, older brother.
Yeah.
So they go to the party and he's getting high, as one is wont to do. And while he's getting high, he told her to just go eat some cakes or eat some snacks and leave him alone. So she goes and eats these snacks, but she has an allergic reaction to it. So she goes up to the room where he's getting high with the girl he likes, and she is just puffy face. She's having a reaction. He doesn't have a pen on him. So he throws her in the car and speeds towards the hospital or wherever he's going. As he's speeding on this old dirt road, she's in the back suffocating because she's choking on this shit. So she sticks her head out the window to try to get air. He avoids a deer in the middle of the road and goes right by a pole, which...
Oh, fuck. Yeah. I was going to say, tell me it was a stop sign. Because, like, I do like... That was a pole. Damn it.
And it
that part was raw.
It knocks her head off. Knocks her head complete off. The fucked up part, but that's not the fucked up part. The fucked up part exactly. is that he go ahead.
That wasn't the fucked up part?
No, it's the reaction to it. So, because again, air sucked out of the room, right? Everyone's like, holy shit. Yeah. He is so traumatized that he slowly drives home, parks the car, leaves her body in it, gets up, goes to his room and goes to sleep. He wakes up in the morning to his mom going out to the car and just, you hear her screaming like bloody murder, and then they go to a shot of her head on the side of the road with ants and shit all over it, and like, holy shit, man, that was a fucked up scene.
So
yeah.
How did the mom know it was her kid? It didn't have no. That's I'm fucked up. Why did that joke be what got me there?
Dalton, parents know. Tanner would tell you. You would know if you were a parent. head or no head, you would know.
It's my daughter's baby toe.
Oh, my baby ain't got no head. Cass is gone. Cass is gone.
When you're here now, I'll be back.
He's just done.
No. Nope.
I want to give.
Nope.
I want to give a shout to Shannon for that joke. It's only me.
Thank you.
Cass, why'd you say thank you like Crips? This was excellent. Thank you.
The Wanderer returns.
Fuck. Here you are, king of the supply run.
Oh, fuck. Oh, it's fucked up. I didn't think
you are. Sparkle muscles?
Sparkle.
Oh.
It's sparkle muscles.
No. Casper, we are live, pal.
Yes. We got to change the be right back to we're experiencing technical difficulty.
And the horse needs to be drunk, like on the side of the road with no head.
Why is it sparkling just on your bicep?
Because that's what it always does.
Brian Tanner says, I think I came in at the absolute worst time. I disagree.
I think this is
the most horse time show in a while.
The good news is, Brian, is if you missed anything, you can rewind on Facebook or listen to us later on Spotify or the podcast platform of your choice. Hunter, this is your fault, first off, because you wanted to do the Sally O'Malley. Yes. That set the tone.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. Yep.
That was your choice, and y'all made me Sally.
I told you a week ago when this first came, because I couldn't be here last, or I didn't think I was going to be able to be here last week, but I told you a week ago when it came up, I was like, Kaz is going to be Sally O'Malley. I need to hear Kaz say that he can kick, stretch, and kick, because he's 50 years old.
Well, you knew
it wasn't
going to
be that
effort.
Sketch originally. It was going to be the one where she's auditioning to be part of the Sopranos gang.
Yeah.
But then I came across that one. I was like, no, this is a much quicker and easier one to do, so we'll just do that.
But we did prove the point that quick and easy, but not funny.
Well, the other one's not funny either. Then it's long, drawn out, not funny.
None of them are funny. Like,
what do you want here?
I don't.
I let you off easy with this one.
But not funny.
I think the only skit I can remember Molly Shannon being in that I found funny was the doctor's office. I was not a big Molly Shannon fan, admittedly. I didn't find...
all of her characters were... You had Sally O'Malley. Yeah, you had Mary Catherine Gallagher. None of that was good.
Right.
But yeah, she was... Who was she in the I can't remember what she does in the doctor's case. You're talking about the Dr. Stephen Poop one.
Yeah,
right?
she's the wife. She doesn't have any jokes. She just
that's right. Yeah.
It's when Will Ferrell says, "You tell that Asian wife of yours to shut her mouth too."
Why did you grab your throat? Poop.
So CM Punk, like, it's on mute. I'm not, there's no sound, but CM Punk is wrestling right now, and the number one his first match back is he wore long tights.
Yes, he's in and shorts.
Okay, well, we got none of that.
I heard tights.
We heard CM Punk's match and then something tights.
He's wearing shorts. CM Punk
is he's in trunks. Yeah, he's in trunks now instead of the long tights. And I'm happy about this.
Okay.
Yeah, that's bad. Yeah.
Okay.
He did a did a poll on Twitter about it. And
CM Trunks.
Yeah, and people selected CM Trunks, so we went back to it, which is fine. I didn't like the long pants either. Really quick before we get out of here.
I think people getting awfully hung up on what dudes are wearing to wrestle in the ring.
I've been on a big gear kick recently, and it's not been good since.
He admitted it.
Dalton, we'll get your thoughts on this too, since we're not going to be on Pro Wrestling Unscripted probably ever again.
Which is a shame.
This came out after last night's show. We said we wish we had known about it. Just Joe Gacy, is that his name? Apparently was doing a woke left gimmick. Yo. And it got... I guess they chickened out or something and they canceled it. I don't know. What do you think about that?
I think any time that you try to make a gimmick based on a political affiliation that isn't super far conservative, it's going to fail. Because, like, the only one that I can think of off the top of my head that worked was Right to Censor.
Oh, I thought you were going to say...
Then JBL
tag team
was
dudes.
I mean, maybe not explicitly, but JBL was basically
it was explicit. There was fucking a vignette, like a backstage shoot where he was kicking illegals back through the border.
That's true.
So like and, that was a thing.
Yeah, they did do that when he feuded with Eddie Guerrero. I forgot about that.
And Orlando Jordan
in the UK too.
He got in trouble for that.
So Will.
Orlando Jordan
suspended.
What was it? Orlando Jordan was like his press secretary or something. I forget what the official term was.
He was the chief of staff.
Chief of staff. And I'll never forget my favorite wrestling entrance of all time. Even maybe more than Kerwin White. There was a moment in Orlando Jordan's entrance after he joined as the chief of staff, where during his entrance video, he turned to the camera and then just held up a pin and went like, he just fucking held up a pin and bragged on it because.
But let's get real. Orlando Jordan's worst gimmicks, that's not even in the top 10, considering he then went to TNA like a month later and showed up wearing caution tape and pouring milk all over himself. So, yep.
Oh, so he was just he was just Little Nas X 10 years early.
15, but yeah.
Nice correction.
50
years old.
50.
All right, that's going to do it for us tonight. We got to get
out
of here.
He can pour... Stretch
and
looks like Shannon netted
and job Shannon to the Ultimate Warrior because he fought the Ultimate Warrior in another country in a main event and lost to him, and then Warrior died. So
that was his last, and that's very impressive considering Ultimate Warrior said queer and don't make the world work
right now.
Did you hear also?
Really did.
Did you hear also that they took Ric Flair out of the WWE videos at the beginning of the show and replaced him with the Ultimate Warrior?
Talked about that. Yeah, I was like, what
the irony.
A bigger step.
Just take a step back. It's literally.
Just put David Duke on there and get it over with. Fuck.
Good old Vince McMahon's house.
All right. That's going to do it for us tonight. Michaela, your assignment for tonight, and I'm going to check with you tomorrow, is to go look up who David Duke is. Okay.
No, don't do that.
She can look up who it is.
I mean, the people should be educated, Kaz. At least
what Google brings up is unfortunate.
Michaela, just get a cameo from the Soul Taker. He talks to the kids. So.
Just go to Wikipedia and like, keep it safe.
Shannon, he has another name, too.
What? Like what's that?
Like a different name.
What kind of name?
Oh! No, because you were going to cut the show whenever I was about to say it. Because if it was like Asa, he would... But you would be like, what is it, Dalton? Like, I'd be like, oh, yeah, it's the... And then you would cut the show off. But you wouldn't do it. You would be like, why'd you get quiet?
Yes, I would. All right, guys, thank you for tuning in tonight. Hey, quick reminder real quick. I know some of the people in the audience are big CCW fans. I know you're going to be there already. But if not, if you're watching this, if you're local, or if you're not local, tomorrow night, CCW of the Ashland McClure Memorial. We're going to be in Charleston. It's going to be a big, big show. It's all for charity. It goes to St. Jude. We do it every year. We're very excited. I myself will be managing Denzel Rollins against Ozzie Tomlin, my good friend. I'll also be managing the Crowleys against Wingus and Dingus, the Singularity. Dalton, you got a big match on the show too.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Well, the thing is, y'all could go to EP afterward for some meth. So,
fuck. No, they actually give it out at the show. It's part of the charity. Oh. Yeah. Dalton's looking at his matchup because he doesn't remember what it is.
I don't know what I'm doing yet. I think I'm wrestling. Like, I'll find out when I get there.
Well, when you get there, ask Slammer why he deleted me. Okay, guys, we'll see you on Monday for an all-new Nerd Up or I Want to Believe. We don't know. It's one or the other. Until then, for myself...
I want to believe we'll have a show on Monday.
For myself, for Double H, for the Kazman, for the Big D, thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you next week. Hunter, take us out of here.
I like to kick, stretch, and end the show. I'm 50. Later.